Yeah, it's been quite a beginning to this work week for the Cleveland Browns. But listen, it's the National Football League. That's why you've got to stay attached. And that's why, quite frankly, this show, each and every day, this vehicle we have here inside the Dog Bowl in Berea, in the facility, is the place that you have to be to make sure that you get everything presented to you. And then you, as intelligent NFL Browns fans, then you start to not only dialogue with us, but concretely draw your own conclusions about things. Matt Wilhelms here. I'm Michael Regei. Nathan Zagura has stepped out to do some television show taping that you'll see on Sports Time Ohio as the week goes on. All right, let's get back at it. As you guys have certainly been patient with us, we want to reward that. Let's swing over to our friend in the tri-state area, New Jersey. Here's Chevy on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. What's up, Chevy?
Thanks a lot, big guy, Ray guy. Good to talk to you.
Always, sir. Enjoy hearing your voice.
Okay, now, I was thinking about giving Hoyer a B, but you know what? When he went across the field and got all buddy-buddy with the opponent before the game, he's back down to a C because there's a void in leadership. And what this team, what that thing for Tate meant was we need alpha males stepping up. We don't need guys that are indifferent. It was really a wake-up call for his team. And it's time for the alpha males to really step up and lead this team and quit going across to the other side, things like that.
Yeah, and you know what, Chevy, there's been a lot of conversation about that. And Matt, I've got to say, you know, first of all, I'm at the gate, but I didn't see it. So I'm not going to say it didn't happen. I didn't see it. I'm a little bit surprised, but I will say this. To me, I believe that leadership and ownership is one of Brian Hoyer's top attributes that he puts on display each and every day.
I agree with that, and I do. And the one thing is, Nathan and I talked about this yesterday, was we don't think there's anything wrong with that. And for me personally as a player, there are players that I played with in college or against in college or even with in the pros that assume a role on another team. And I think it's kind of a 50-50 kind of way in how you approach it. Some guys are all business and to themselves on game day and have that alpha male mentality, like, I'm going to rip your head off and I'm not going to say hello to you until after the game. And then there are other guys who are very comfortable in their own skin and in their position within that team and in the league, that it's like, a game is another game is a game is a game. And it's like, you know what? That's my boy. I'm going to go say what's up to him. That being said,
it was right before kickoff, though, correct?
Correct.
And now, how about in about 11:45, maybe, when you're talking pre-team warm-up, when
that's
you come
exactly,
out for individuals?
That's exactly
better
where
time
I was,
to do it?
That's exactly where I was going, Reg, because you come out in non-uniform, and and you're out in your hoodie or your long sleeve tee, and you might be and in this case Brian might have been playing catch with Miles or Taylor Gabriel or somebody on the field and go through his route tree, whatever his pre-game warm up is, but it's a different frame of mind. That's when guys go out with seeds in their mouth, with a dip in, where you can stand at midfield and talk for 15 minutes and then go get immediately
see it all the time in every NFL stadium.
Absolutely.
You'll see clusters of guys.
And you'll see coaches sit on the, a coach from, in this case, the Houston Texans would walk across the field, as he goes out and does his walk or his pre-game rituals, and he'll sit on the bench and talk to a player, on the Cleveland Browns bench and talk to a player or a coach, and they'll reconnect because everything is so business. And mind you, too, that close to kickoff, not cool with, but you've done so much prep, and you hear it all the time, and it's very cliche, but by the time you get to game day, it's the game comes easy because you're so prepped and so ready, and all the preparation is done. That is your one window to say, hey, how you doing, and show that you're real before you go back in, put your helmet on, and strap up.
Yeah, now all of that having been said real quickly before we move on, again, for me, and I never question Brian Hoyer's ownership, accountability, and leadership with his football team. However, I wouldn't have done it then.
No.
I would not have done it then. That may be it. Probably it's the reason it's being brought up. Maybe sends the kind of look that if Brian had it to do over again, might not want to have being said about him.
And it can be perceived as weakness,
And I think some of the Browns fans have.
Sure. And at this point right now in the football season, That's the last thing that you want to see out of one of your potential leaders on this football team. But also, too, is in the predicament that he's in as a starting quarterback, the last thing that he needs is for somebody to nitpick at something besides his play.
No question. Very good thought there to encapsulate Hoyer and his conversations with Bill O'Brien and Ryan Mallett before the game on Sunday. Let's stay right here around the Big League City, Browns Nation. We swing over to Euclid. Here's Mike as we welcome him to Cleveland Browns Daily. What's going on, Michael?
How you doing, Michael?
I'm great, sir. Great to hear from you.
All I want to say to you, because you know, Nathan knows a little about sports. Now, everybody with this Brian Hoyer and stuff, well, I'm tired of this change in quarterback just because they have one thing every good year. You got to give a quarterback, and you're going to an unknown next year. At least you know what Brian could do already, right?
I think Brian Hoyer is showing – listen, again, I'll say it for about the 18th millionth time, and I don't mean that in a negative way, Mike. But to me, I believe that – but I've had faith in him that he can be a quarterback that can win in this league and take your football team to the playoffs. And I've put a period on it right there because everything else I want to be able to see as practices go by, as games go by, as every day in a quarterback meeting room goes by. But that was my initial thought about him, Matt Wilhelm. And as we that was back in actually last year, but even July this year. And here we sit on November 19th. It hasn't changed one bit for me. I still believe the same thing.
I do believe it. And I think, but also, too, there are some things in my eyes for a quarterback like Brian Hoyer. Yes, he can get you to the playoffs. Can he get you playoff victories and potential Super Bowl appearance? That is yet to be determined.
That's the unknown.
That is the unknown. But also, too, is the one thing that I think everybody at this point in the season, after 10 opportunities to see Brian Hoyer as the leader and quarterback of this football team, is it takes success of players around him to be playing very well too. And again, not to be very critical, but a lot of things have to be going well. You have to have a good game plan. You have to be prepared. You have to have to guess right in some situations. You have to have, in this case, the run game being productive, not the run game being explosive, but in at or around 100 yards and be a threat for Brian Hoyer to flourish, because when it does, he's very, very good. And then he has solidified himself as a playoff quarterback. But when it's not is when those question marks start to loom and why we're having these conversations.
Fair statement, no doubt about it. All right, let's get a timeout. When we come back, we got to get into our five-point stance where Matt and I will go back and exchange some ideas. Our coordinated producer, Jason Gibbs, making sure that we stay on 5 points.
That's right.
Yeah, stay on 5 points. Exchange some ideas about goings on in the National Football League, what caught our eye and brought attention to. Maybe it's an individual, maybe it's a concept, maybe going on in the NFL office, all of that. 5 point stance with Reg-Eyed Wilhelm coming your way. That's next. And you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.